Anyone that would like to volunteer to start us off with a prayer this morning? Would you like to volunteer to start us off with a prayer this morning?
Be glad.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we again thank you for this beautiful day and all the blessings that you have bestowed upon each one of us. Again, we ask for your blessings and watch over the court as they make decisions for this county, that the decision they make will certainly be pleasing to you. We ask that you continue to watch over our military men and women. Be with them, if it be thy will, bring them home safe. And we ask that you forgive us of our sins. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you'll join me in the pledges to our American and Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Let the record reflect that all members of court are present this morning. Commissioners, we need a motion to approve our agenda this morning.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Under proclamations and resolutions, we have a resolution of appreciation for Ray Lauder. Is there anyone here to read that resolution this morning? I don't think there is, Commissioner, but Ray Lauder is retiring from the Lone Star College system, and we've got a resolution that gives a lot of Ray's accolades and a lot of things that he was involved with over the years, and it comes down to now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Montgomery County, Texas, recognizes Ray Lauder's many years of dedicated service, countless contributions, and salutes him with gratitude and wishes for good health and happy retirement, signed this 9th day of February, 2016. I entertain a motion to approve that resolution for Ray.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations to Ray. We wish him an enjoyable retirement. All right. Our January Employee of the Month. Go ahead. We're ready.
Sorry, morning. First time.
It's okay.
Good morning.
Hello.
Nervous.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners, and audience. My name is Katie Mermon. I proudly represent the Montgomery County Custodial Department. On behalf of the Employees Committee, I would like to thank Judge and Commissioners for allowing us to recognize the employees of the county. And today we are going to be recognizing one of them for January 2016. And for that, I would like to have Sheriff Tommy Gage to come up.
Good morning. I would like to have Gwen home.
Gwen. Come on up here, Gwen.
I take it that's a surprise.
Very surprised.
Gwen has been an employee here at Montgomery County and the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office for over 30 years.
Wow.
After all these years, Gwen continues to be an extremely hard worker. Due to her knowledge in her field, her ability to communicate with her fellow employees, supervisors, the public, and her ability to be a team player, Gwen was promoted to the position of supervisor in her division last year. Gwen continues to be an extremely valuable asset to the county and the sheriff's office. Gwen is always ready to take on responsibility. She is a problem solver and does an excellent job of communicating with her team to achieve goals and get the job done. While working in the division with several units within the division, Gwen has the ability to get separate units to work together to achieve goals and complete tasks. With Gwen's knowledge of the job in the warrants and records division, Gwen does not hesitate to help others and pass on her knowledge. Gwen is constantly looking to the opportunities and ways to make the division more efficient and effective. Gwen is additionally ready and willing to help the division and its employees, whether she is on duty or off. Gwen is looked to as an individual. If you're having a problem, you can bring it to her attention and get it addressed and solved. We appreciate you, Gwen, more than you'll ever know. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Look, here, Gwen. Take this with you. There's your little plaque. And then there's a little something there for you.
Thank
okay.
you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Congratulations, Gwen. Good job, Katie. It was fun. All right, under County Clerk, Commissioners, we need a motion to approve the minutes of our Commissioners Court session dated January 26, 2016.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. On the consent agenda, Commissioners only have one item that needs to be removed. It's item 9M1 on page 8 to be removed completely from the agenda. Other than that, unless you have some other changes, I would entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we come to our citizens' comment portion of the agenda, and this is for individuals that would like to make a comment on an item that's on today's agenda. And I don't have anybody sign up to speak for anything that's actually on the agenda for today. We'll have another time later in the agenda for comment on items that are not currently on today's agenda. But if there's anyone that would like to speak about an item on today's agenda, now would be the time. Seeing none, we'll move forward then. Under County Judge, consider an 11A, consider and approve the 2016 annual county membership dues in the amount of $2,440 payable to the Texas Association of Counties.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 11B, consider and approve the 2016 annual membership dues in the amount of $175 payable to the North and East Texas County Judges and Commissioners Association.
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item 12A, emergency management.
Morning, Judge.
Morning, Darren. How are you this morning?
12A, discuss, consider, approve, and allow the Office of Emergency Management to apply for the proposed grant project under the 2016 SHSP grant program. It's a $27,000 grant for security fencing at Lone Star Airport.
Move. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You guys.
Darren will be taking Nikki's position as of February the 15th. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Darren, we're looking forward to you taking that role and appreciate you willing to step up.
Appreciate your support, and I look forward to the challenges. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Darren. Appreciate you. All right. Item 13, Sheriff.
Judge, Commissioners, on 13A, ask you consider and approve the design and remodel for the new MCSO District 1 office located location. Building maintenance estimates a cost of $160,000, and they're going to do the work. This will move the current District 1 office from the elections building to the purchase property on the North Loop and ask for a funding source.
I move.
Second.
I'm going to fund that out of that capital.
Yeah, let's fund it out of that capital account. And the 160 will do everything you need to do to bring District 1 over there, Sheriff?
Yes, sir.
That'll get you set up for your maintenance and bring District 1 over? Or that's just to bring District 1?
Just for the District 1 remodel and get them in there. Paul's been over, and we've had a guy to come over for the design. It's been approved and looks great.
Good. When do you think they'll have it? Are they going to do some remodeling over there for you to move your maintenance over at some point, too?
Or later on.
Later on, okay.
Judge, yes, when we...
Oh, you guys are going to do this remodel? Have you looked at redoing where the District 1's moving out of Election Central? Have you already looked at that? Or?
No, sir. I haven't talked to anybody over there.
Okay. Well, I guess we've got to get them out first. So
yeah,
when we do that, well, we need to look at that building. Election Central is certainly needs that extra space, and there may be some work that we have to do there to accommodate them. So we'll look at that when we get District 1 out. So we're good. That'll be a good place for them.
Yes.
Yeah, they're in desperate need of some more room. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Sheriff.
On 13B, ask to consider and approve changes in civilian jail positions. Please transfer all associated salary and benefit from the closed positions to the new positions. These changes will not increase the salary structure.
Move.
There's three of these closed positions to be closed and open up.
We have a motion and a second.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I'd have been quiet a long time ago.
Helping you out, Sheriff.
Okay. On 13.
Hold on just a second, Sheriff. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Now, okay, I'll try to do better this time. On 13C, ask you consider and approve the following position funding changes in civilian positions with no increase in the current salary, and there's 16 of them.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
13D, ask you consider and approve overtime pay for the Sheriff's Office personnel working security detail for hospitalized inmates. Personnel working beyond their normal work schedule will qualify for overtime pay.
And you've got that in your...
Yes, sir.
Move.
Second.
Can I ask for just a little bit of clarity here, Sheriff? Are you wanting to... They would be eligible for overtime either way. Are you wanting to pay them at a different rate than our policy provides?
Well, it'll be time and a half.
It'll be time and a half whether they've worked.
It's people that are off because we're shorthanded in the jail. And at one time, a couple of weeks ago, we had how many in the hospital, David? Eight in the hospital. So we had to have somebody.
Send deputies to the hospital with those guys.
Some of them at the hospital here and some of them at the hospital in Houston.
Just because it's a little different than our policy, which says we would give them straight time, right? You want to do it at time and a half?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Time and a half.
And pay them instead of giving them comp time?
Yes, sir.
Was that a motion, Commissioner?
Yeah.
Yes, I move.
Take it in a second. Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion.
Okay. And then 13E, asked to consider and approve carryover of $310,000 or $310,936.39 in the FY15 funding pertaining to purchase orders and releases encumbered prior to September 30th, 2015.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
All right. Conroe, North Houston, Regional Airport. Mr. Smith.
Morning, Judge. Commissioners.
Morning.
Item 14A, consider and approve the expenditure and payment of $6,000 to Entergy for undergrounding of electrical service at the U.S. Customs and Border Protection FIS facility. That amount actually request is amended now. We got a invoice amount from Entergy. It will be $5,112.85. And we please name a funding source.
I move.
Second.
Good deal.
This is something that we, I guess, don't really have to do. We could go overhead, but I don't think we need to start that on that south end development. Mm. I think we need to do the underground, and it wasn't talked about prior to this coming up. So I think it's a good policy to start on that south end. I move that we approve this contingency.
Motion and a second. We have any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
I thought you had two items on here today. You only got one? Something else?
So, Commissioner, we have a consent.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Building maintenance. Mr. Case.
Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
I ask you to consider and approve the amount of $9,384.70 for the purchase of diagnostic reporting devices to be installed on 26 generators at various county-owned buildings. There will be an initial one-time cost to the purchase of $4,080.70 with additional monthly monitoring fee of $442. Request funding from contingency. What this will do is we're looking to use technology to help us save steps and time. This will let us know when the generators are running. If it goes an alarm, it will also notify us so we know which one's an alarm, what we need to go and look at.
I move.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Contingency is a funding source.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
AgriLife Extension. Patty, how are you?
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. I'm here representing Mike Heimer. He wasn't able to make it today. We want to ask to please consider and approve the following to increase the budget for salary and benefits for position 665-4209-1. It's our program position by $1,034.18. The increase will bring the salary to the minimum of that grade because of the COLA. When we got this approved at the end of October, we didn't allow for the COLA increase that went into effect the 1st of October.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tax Assessor Collector, Ms. McCray.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. I would like to ask that you consider and approve the following: eliminate position 499-4414-1, litigation refund manager, with a current salary of $49,063.30, and also eliminate position 499-3304-500, which is a part-time courier position with a current annual salary of $20,085. With the total of those salaries being $69,148.30, and create two new entry-level positions, 499-3907, Deputy Specialist 1, at an annual salary of $29,814.98 each. There will be no current changes to the budget. I have the funds. These funds will be transferred from the eliminated positions to fund the new positions.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Can we go back to 16 for just a minute and I ask y'all to name a funding source for that? That was the Ag Extension.
Quick contingency, I thought, wasn't the motion for contingency?
I don't think I mentioned contingency, but that's where we need to take it from.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Item 18, Office of Court Administration. Nate?
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. The legislature passed in the last session a bill that creates a statutory framework for managed assigned counsel in CPS cases. Montgomery County, being as innovative a county as it is, had created this program to provide counsel in CPS cases. And so one of the provisions of that new law is that the judge or judges having family law jurisdiction come to Commissioner's Court seeking approval for the creation, or in this case, the continuation of the operation of a program. And so, as I did last, the Board of Judges signed this at their Friday meeting this last Friday. And seeking your approval for the continuation of that representation model.
That's the CPMAC?
Correct. Just that model of representation, not necessarily any vendor providing that.
We have a motion.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. And I'm handling 19 today.
Okay.
As well, and I'd like to bring up Gloria Kessler, introduce you to the court. Gloria has been selected by the judges as the new director over what's currently called Managed Assigned Counsel Mental Health Office, which is separate from the CPS MAC, which we were talking about in the last position, last item. Gloria is very close to having her licensed professional counselor certification and has a master's in education in counseling. She comes very highly qualified. She's worked with Tri-County as well as a lot of the other players in those mental health providing mental health services in the county, and we're glad to bring her on and introduce her to you today. And with that, asking that you consider and approve the following changes to the department. Closed position 465011-8414-1, managing attorney, and open 465011-9537-1, program director, and 465011-4213-1, administrative assistant 1. Moving $55,000 and associated benefits from 465011-8414-1 to 465011-9537-1, and moving $48,262.61 and associated benefits from 465011-8414-1 to 465011-4213-1. This does not affect the budget to the department.
And move.
Second.
Question.
So will this, since you're not going, you're taking these funds out of a managing attorney, you're not going to come back into budget hearings and ask for a managing attorney?
No, the state told us that this is no longer classified as a managed assigned counsel program because of the way that it's budgeted and the way that it's being organized. So it will not have a managing attorney at its head at that higher rate.
Just wanted to make sure and welcome aboard. We're glad to have you.
Thank you. Good deal. All right. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Ms. Kessler. Glad to have you aboard. All right. 20 A and B, county attorney, county auditor.
Those two items could have been on consent, but they were inadvertently placed on the open agenda. Their request for use of the JP Technology Fund.
Move.
Second.
A and B.
Mm-hmm. Move on both.
Second on both.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Purchasing. Charlotte.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Morning.
21A. As authorized by Local Government Code 271.102, take all appropriate action to approve the utilization of the contract for the purchase of refuse bodies, trailers, and other bodies, and for the purchase of one new Trail King trailer from Kirby Smith Machinery, Inc., through the interlocal agreement with Byboard in the amount of $89,422 for Precinct 1.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
B, as authorized by Local Government Code 271.102, take all appropriate action to approve the purchase of one Bomag Cedar Rapids asphalt paver from RV Everett and Company through the interlocal agreement with Byboard in the amount of $337,783 for Precinct 4.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
C, take all appropriate action to approve the award for new vehicles for various departments and take all these items in one motion. Caldwell Country Chevrolet for Precinct 4, one-ton truck with options, quantity of 3, for the total of $88,815. Buckaloo Chevrolet for the Sheriff's Office, Tahoe's quantity of 7, cargo van quantity of 2, for a total of $296,165. Gullo Ford for the Sheriff's Office, a police interceptor with options, quantity of 10, expedition quantity of 3, three-quarter ton truck quantity of 1, for a total of $332,038. For Grapevine Dodge Chrysler Jeep for the Sheriff's Office, half-ton truck with options, the quantity was listed as 6 in the package. We are reducing that to 4. And for a total of $86,492.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Item D, take all appropriate action to approve the contract documents for RFP Children's Protective Services, Managed Assigned Counsel for Advocates for Families in Crisis in the amount of $989,240.
Questions or comments? Darla, did all those details get worked out?
Yes.
Okay.
With approved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Item E, take all appropriate action to approve the contract negotiations process with Spectrum Catering and concessions for the Lone Star Convention Center and Expo, and contract to follow.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
How many respondents were there to the?
Two.
Two. Who was the second one?
All-Star Catering.
All-Star.
I'll bring the contract later to court.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
What is the value of the contract?
We'll have to negotiate that, and I'll bring it back to you.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you,
Darla. County Attorney, Amy.
Consider and take appropriate action regarding adoption of a policy requiring review of county contracts. This arises out of a discussion from a few weeks ago where we talked about the role of the contract review committees in the county for contracts related to construction projects as well as major contracts. What I've provided is a resolution after discussions with the contract review committee for contracts over, and we set a limit of $500,000. But today the item is really for the court to decide what contracts you'd like. I can memorialize that if this resolution isn't acceptable, but really just for you to discuss and adopt a policy if you're ready to at this time.
We have a motion.
Move.
Any questions or comments?
A couple of them. One, I was talking with Darlu this morning, and she on a contract over $500,000, or when we are going to procure services over that amount, she would also like to ask for a statement of qualifications. Used to be an RFQ specific to that project. That way we know that that we're getting qualified bidders for that particular project.
Would that be something in the contract review or in the bid process? Any questions or concerns there, Amy?
I don't have a problem with that. The purpose of this was just for the final contract. Who should be reviewing final contracts at what point? And on major contracts or any construction contract, and the proposed resolution, it's not just construction contracts, any contract over $500,000. But specifically with respect to the construction contracts, any of the, any of the consulting contracts related to those construction contracts would be reviewed by the committee as well. So even if the consulting contract was $30,000 or $80,000, if that related to a major project, those consulting contracts would also go through the contract review committee.
Okay.
Does that make? And that was based on the discussions that we had last time. If that's not the court's desire, we can modify that.
Well, we've always pre-qualified professional consultants or engineers or whatever. What's different here? What are we going to do different?
It would be to a specific project, a specific budget. That would be a qualification. So each contractor or whoever, engineer, architect, would have a chance to see what the project is and what the
budget is. I think it serves the same purpose as having the contract review committee looking at these contracts. We just want to make certain that the bidders are qualified for the exact project that they're going to be bidding on.
We've always pre-certified these guys. I mean, they're on a list. They've been pre-certified. And
without having certain projects being identified.
Yeah, they were just certified as, you know, they could do the job. And so this is going to be certifying them
job specific.
By the job specific or whatever it is.
To the specific project, and actually would not limit professionals from bidding or being considered for project even if they weren't pre-certified. product that is a streamline to almost get those who are really interested in that particular project to pre-qualify for that project as opposed to just the larger ones. But it would not limit the ability of a person to seek that particular project.
It would still require professional reviews of professional contracts that the aggregate exceeds 500,000, correct? Okay. If there were an option to review something that's less than 500,000, we'd still have that option to do too, wouldn't we not? I mean, so there's some contracts that are a little tricky that may not be that 500,000 level, but I think would warrant a review from the contract review committee.
Must over 500.
Must
may,
over 500,
may
under 500.
Okay. And I guess that was my other question. If we had, you know, had three projects over, you know, 6 or 8 months, and they reached $200,000, you know, when I'd reach the third one, it's going to exceed the 500, do we go back and, I mean, that's just a, you know, each project stands alone, it's $200,000. But if it's one vendor, I mean, does that trigger the 500,000 like we do with our purchasing caps?
You've already given them a job. They're already there. They're doing it. The third one, I mean, it wouldn't create you having to go back and certify.
But the third one would need to be?
Yeah, just separate jobs.
And what about even cumulatively on the court? You know, if he's using somebody, I hire the same engineer, they're $250,000 contracts combined, it's 500. So somebody's going to have to keep up and track this. That's what we're getting
at. That, to me, that shouldn't matter. If you've already certified them to do a $250,000 job, and you pay them to do another one, it should already be done.
Is your office going to keep up with
that? Would
the $500,000
well, jobs? If it's one job, I can see what that.
So,
that
so it's not. It's not. It's just going to be a project over 500,000.
Yeah, project specific.
Okay.
It'd be a cumulative.
That's what. Okay. That's the point I wanted to make. So yeah.
And then the other, I'd like to consider one change where we had the contract review committee shall include Commissioner Precinct 1. I think that's fine for most everything unless it's another commissioner's contract, and I think that commissioner should
say again.
If a commissioner has a contract that's going before the review committee, I think that commissioner should replace you in that case.
Oh, yeah,
but generally
yeah,
speaking,
yeah.
If it's yeah. for another department, that's fine.
Yeah,
right.
That makes sense.
We can make that change.
Yeah, because down here it says that the committee shall also invite participation from an employee of a department with specialized knowledge regarding a particular contract. So we could shuffle that. Yeah.
And the last thing I wanted to point out is we have worked with purchasing to provide them with templates. So one of your questions was about contracts that may not reach that $500,000 mark and could they be reviewed. Our office is always willing to review contracts, but we also, to kind of streamline and ease that process, have provided purchasing with some templates for architects, engineers, professional services, things like that, so that they understand and purchasing understands that our office has signed off on and approved this language and these contracts and these terms.
Amy, how far down in terms of dollar amounts do y'all review contracts?
We 10,000? Review contracts upon request.
Okay.
So I've reviewed contracts that are as little as a couple $1,000 all the way up, but only when requested, when we are specifically either by the department or by purchasing to review them.
Was there a dollar amount that triggers a mandatory review from your office?
No.
No. Should we consider something there?
I don't think we need to overthink this thing.
The county attorney is on the committee, so this would
no,
definitely
I'm talking
be
about
something
just say
lower.
We get a $50,000 contract. Should y'all at least look at it? And I would think there's some number we need to have y'all reviewing those.
If they were using the templates and the terms that we've already signed off on,
okay.
I would feel comfortable
okay.
with that. If there were going to be substantial changes or deviations from the contract terms that we've set out, then I would ask that they come by our office.
Okay.
And in Judge number 3, it just says that you cannot bring a contract before the court unless it's been reviewed and approved by the contract review committee. We want to have a provision in there where, let's say, it's not approved, but that department head may want to come and explain the process or give them an opportunity instead of just flat out rejecting it at the committee level.
Fine. That's fine. As long as they've reviewed it.
Okay, so we'll just change that to reviewed.
That's got to be reasonable.
Before you speak, BD, one last thing is, I mean, shouldn't we have something to consider contracts that would, you know, obligate the county past the scope of the con, you know, in other words, we've got one project that costs $500,000, we're going to do that, but, you know, there's a $50,000 a year for 10 years moving down the road. Shouldn't there be something in there if we're going to have to obligate the county beyond a specific project? Those must be reviewed.
Do we have something that addresses that now?
The accumulation of a project, the total value of the contract?
When we review grants, for example. You know, we look at grants that have a long-term effect. We need to do something with contracts the same way.
Licensing fee, usage fees, anything that's going to obligate us beyond the scope of a contract to a long-term commitment, those absolutely should be reviewed by your office without question, I think.
Okay.
So, can we add, is this just specific for roads, or is this all contracts?
No, this is all contracts.
All contracts, with a total value over.
I'd like to see that language in there, if we could. Do we need to have this time, or can we?
You can adopt the policy, and I can memorialize the policy and bring it back through a consent.
I think you should just write it up and bring it back on the 23rd. That way, everybody, it'll be public knowledge. It'll be in the record. Everybody can read exactly what the contract's going to say.
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
Fine. All right, so we'll defer that for this time, and you'll bring something back.
Do you want to adopt the policy, and I'll memorialize it, or
just bring it back?
Just bring it back.
Okay.
Let's just bring it back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
I also have the next one. Precinct 3, consider and take appropriate action on proposed ground lease between Montgomery County and the Woodlands Township for Sawdust Park and Ride Lot.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Item 2, consider and take appropriate action on a proposed interlocal agreement between Montgomery County, Harris County, the Woodland Road Utility District Number 1 for the Kirkendall Bridge Project.
Move.
Second.
And we're going to go ahead and proceed with this. We're going to hear final feedback from their attorneys today or tomorrow, but we believe that the contract is going to be as is, and if not, we'll have to bring back any changes.
County engineer's office has reviewed this one.
Yeah, they have. County engineer. Y'all have looked at the Kirkendall Bridge? The RUD is actually building it. How much of that, the contract, have you looked at for Kirkendall? Let's make sure you get a copy of their bridge contract, but it's a joint project between the Woodlands Road Utility District, the Precinct 3 office, and Harris County Precinct 4, where the RUD is going to be bidding, contracting all of the services. So, FYI.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And item 3, consider and approve the memorandum of agreement between Montgomery County Precinct 3, Bayou Land Conservancy, and Liberty Property Trust for creation of a conservation easement and conveyance of development rights on 38.6 acres as shown in the memorandum of agreement.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
For Precinct 4, consider and take appropriate action on the petition to accept a portion of Cambridge Boulevard into the county maintenance system upon finding of a prescriptive right and accepting donation of road repair.
Second.
Judge, I did want to say a little bit about this. This is a subdivision that didn't go through the process of accepting the roads.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, by law, we can't go and put roads in for them. So the Homeowners Association and I have sat down over the last 12 months, basically, and worked out a plan, and they have brought a check for $350,000 to go towards the first step of getting those roads fixed in there. So that's it's good partnership.
Did this one, that agreement was reached without a lawsuit, or was there a lawsuit?
No lawsuit, just good old-fashioned sit down and let's figure out how we can make this work. So
good. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion
Thank
carries.
You.
Precinct 2, road bond project status.
Judge, Commissioner, this real quick, I just wanted to, I made a commitment that I would keep everybody in Precinct 2 updated on road bond projects that I had going. And I just wanted to update everybody real quick that, Amy, we are reviewing everything. I've been sitting down with the county engineer's office with Jeff Johnson, Mark Moody, and all those guys, meeting with some folks, trying to get some of these jobs assigned. And we've got people looking at Fish Creek Thoroughfare already, Keenan Cutoff Road, Research Forest, Nickel Sawmill Road, and we expect probably to get some kind of preliminary estimates back, maybe starting Thursday, and then we'll be looking at those and reviewing those and passing them on until we get the final bids projects worked out. I want to make it real clear that Woodlands Parkway Extension is not on this list anywhere. It's not a bond project. So it's not being looked at. It's not being talked about. It's not anywhere on this list. I just want to make that perfectly clear. So I just want to keep everybody updated as best I could on where Precinct 2 is. I said on the when we got the bond passed that we were going to hit the ground running, and that's what we're doing. We're getting things moving in Precinct 2. I just wanted to update everybody.
Just a report only?
Report only.
You know, because we've heard a lot about the Woodlands Parkway, and it's not planned for construction, but I think it needs to stay on that major thoroughfare plan. If we're going to increase our population by 250,000 people over the next 5 to 10 years, and we're going to be proposed to be at 1 million people by 2035, we need to be looking to the future, always looking to the future. And I think it's important that we do that, but just as Commissioner Riley said, there's no bulldozers going out there to start that road today.
Good.
So.
There's been a lot of misinformation about Woodlands Parkway. It was never discussed that we were going to take it off any list. The only list we were taking it off of was the bond issue, and that's what we promised we'd do, and we did that. We never said anything about taking it off the thoroughfare plan. We never said anything about not ever building it. We never said any of that.
Well, it's got to be on the thoroughfare plan.
It's got to be there.
Well, I appreciate your feedback on that and just would like to continue to voice the strong opposition to that particular project. And is TxDOT or is there a bypass being built around Magnolia?
There's one being looked at, yes.
It's just interesting that you would consider or we'd consider a bypass around Magnolia but run a major freeway through the Woodlands.
It's not going through the Woodlands. It's going up to 2978 and stopping from 249 in Precinct 2.
No, it'll...
It's Precinct 2.
It's the Woodlands.
It's Precinct 2. It's got nothing to do with Precinct 3.
It's the Woodlands, which I represent, and so do you. You should talk to them.
I do talk to them on a regular basis.
Well, it's already there in the Woodlands, and we've heard a lot of concerns about the fact that we didn't have any of our thoroughfare plan meetings in the township. Well, that township was not part of the study area. And we had the thoroughfare meetings in the same exact place that the South County mobility study plans were held, at the city of Shenandoah.
Well, I believe that this opposition is strong and it's something that needs to be considered.
Well, there's a great deal of support on both sides. There's opposition. Well, we had 5 comments in opposition of the bond issue of Woodlands Parkway at the thoroughfare plan meetings. In support of, 5 in support of, and 1 in opposition to.
I understand that, but I'm telling you, it's just because of where those meetings were held.
They're at the same place the South County study was.
I think the question.
You know,
comes
you had every opportunity, just like us. We had an email from Colleen Mullins wanting to know where we wanted to hold our meetings. You didn't respond to it.
Charlie,
my turn. You didn't respond to it. So she asked, and she even called. And you still wouldn't respond. So you had all your South County mobility meetings at Shenandoah. So
no,
that's where she
I
had her meeting.
I did not have them all there, Charlie Riley. They
yes,
were,
you did.
No, I did not. The judge came to some of them. Commissioner Cagle came to some of them. They were in
I came to them at Shenandoah.
No, they were in South County Community Center. They were in the city of Oak Ridge North. They were spread out throughout the community. Mm-hmm. Now, where those meetings were held, I'm just saying, had you held one or had one been held in the Woodlands, the feedback would have been different. I think the concern is when you say in the paper you're going to build it no matter what and you want to speed it up, I think the people want to know how you're going to build it. You specifically say your piece from Pine, from someplace up until 2978.
Mm-hmm.
You made it sound like you were building that, not the developer. I think that's what got
people
even more concerned.
That's always been the case.
So how will you fund that project?
I'll find a way to fund that project.
Okay.
I will find a way.
But it's not in this bond.
It's not
bond money.
Yeah.
That's all I promised I would do.
Okay.
It's not bond money.
Yeah. Good luck with
I'll
it.
Do.
All right. Any other comments?
Yep.
Precinct 4.
I'd like to take 1, 2, and 3 in one motion. It's consider and approve opening position 615-3201-23, operator 1, at a pay rate of $17.35 an hour plus benefits. Transfer funds from 615-7997 to cover salary. New position in parks. Consider and approve opening position 615-3203-6, operator 3, pay rate of $21.30 an hour plus benefits. From 615-7997 to cover salary benefits. Consider and approve opening position 615-3404-4, superintendent at a salary of $63,551 per year, plus benefits. Transfer funds from line 615-797 to cover salary and benefits. I move.
Second.
Just want to say a little bit about that. We're just out, and we normally don't add employees in the middle of the year, but you know, we, as you noticed earlier, we took in $350,000 to start building roads. We have bought a new piece of equipment. We, you know, have got some extra money to do some additional roads. So we're putting on this extra staff right now to meet those needs. And then through attrition, you know, our salary staff will come back down.
Back down?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. And this last one's animal shelter. Consider and approve closing position 631-31-9522-70 and opening position 6331-9522-1, director, animal shelter at the salary of $140,000 a year plus benefits. Transfer $95,000 from position 633-9522-700 to position 6331-9522-1. Additional money needed for salary and benefits would be funded from line item 6331-7419. That's for Dr. Michael White, our new animal shelter director, and I move.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good job, Commissioner.
Sure, yeah, that was a good hire.
Yep.
Human Resources.
Good morning, gentlemen. Please consider and approve the payroll change request form.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Dodie.
Motion carries. We now need to recess our Commissioner's Court for executive session under Article 551.071, 551.072, and 551.074. Bring the court back to order, please. We have one item out of executive session. Need a resolution and order to settle a $10,000 settlement. Claim number A-14-0088 from line item 509-7390.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we have our citizens' comment. For anybody that would like to address the court on items that were not on today's agenda, let me read this brief statement, please. We will now invite public comment. Please state your name and topic of your comment before beginning your remarks. Public comment may not exceed 3 minutes, and questions or concerns about the operations of Montgomery County programs may be referred to the department heads or elected official. The Texas Open Meetings Law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comment. So if there's anyone that would like to address the court today, now would be the time to do that. I do have one individual signed up to speak today, and that is Mr. Vernon Zellner. Mr. Zellner. Good morning.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
Hey, what I'm here today to talk about is Texas House Bill 1150. It was just passed by the Texas legislature to give us additional holidays in the fireworks season. If the legislature passed it, they must have thought that it was a good thing. But they also gave y'all the options on whether we should open in your county or not. Okay. Now, Montgomery County's always treated us fair. They've always stuck right with the law, right, all the way through the fireworks seasons. We've never had a problem, okay? I spoke with our county fire marshal, Mr. Williams. He didn't seem to have too many issues on whether we should open or not. The way he put it, there's no deadline on the day that we can open. We just have to fill out that order to to make it happen, okay? And that's what I'm
How many days did they add, Mr. Zellner? How many days did they add to the season?
We got Texas Independence Day coming up. Now, these additional holidays are only five-day seasons. Our original holidays are 12-day seasons.
Okay.
Okay? So these are real short seasons, okay? The first one, Texas Independence Day, starts on February 25th, goes through March 2nd. San Jacinto Day goes from April 16th through the 21st. And then we have Memorial Day, okay? That starts the last Monday of May, and we get to start the Wednesday before that Monday, okay? So it's still a five-day season also, okay? You know, I talked to quite a few retailers in Montgomery County that are interested in it, okay? A lot of them work, okay? And they weren't able to be here today. I did bring my sister. She owns a warehouse here in Montgomery County, okay? She lives here in Montgomery County. I have four locations in Montgomery County, okay? So every time I open my business, I pump a lot of money out to make money. And that's pumping it out into the economy, okay? And that's what it's always done. It's always helped our economy. Those are big holidays that we normally have. Mm-hmm. Now, the first two additional holidays, I think that we're going to be basically paying for advertising, because I don't think that enough people recognize the holidays. They're not on our calendar. The only one that's on our calendar is Memorial Day. That's a national holiday. And believe me, we have right to celebrate that day for all of our veterans and stuff.
Mr. Zellner, I would encourage you to get back with Jimmy. And Jimmy, maybe you can kind of address the court next time and see if that's something we want to pursue, or we'll visit a little bit this week and see what we can do there.
I don't really see why we wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
If the, of course, it's always tied to the weather.
You know, Jimmy spoke to me about wind alerts.
You've worked with that, but you know, I mean, if our state legislators approved this, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Basically, we can almost go from February to July with fireworks.
Yes, sir.
And then after July the 4th, what's the next holiday?
Judge, this item isn't noticed, so we want to.
Yeah, we're really not supposed to make comment.
That's true.
We're
just discussing.
Jimmy, why don't you put something together and bring the court for us? Mr. Zellner, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Mr. Stevens.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Todd Stevens, and I am Superintendent of Schools in Magnolia ISD, and I'm here this morning at the request of my Board of Trustees, and I'm here to let you know that our trustees would support any type of mobility projects in Magnolia ISD that would further our east-west corridors there, and i.e. the Woodlands Parkway extension. We understand that is not currently in the bond proposal, but our board knows that for as long as I've been associated with Magnolia ISD, that project has been part of a mobility plan in Montgomery County. We've talked about it. I know there's been some right-of-way looked at as part of it. So we just want you to know that again, our trustees have written a letter of support. We would certainly support that. I have our transportation director here, Mr. Joe Devies, and this is about mobility a lot for our students and our buses. We're excited about what's happening with 1488 and the widening of that and creating a good corridor there. But during the construction and with all the growth that we're experiencing really all across the county, particularly in Magnolia ISD, any type of additional mobility we can get across our district would certainly help us. And Joe, you might just tell us number of buses that transfer forward down the regular metro, so the court knows how much transportation goes on. And
absolutely. Thank you, Judge. Commissioners, appreciate you letting us be here. I have 110 routes that we run daily, transporting approximately 7,000 kids through our district. On that side of our district, we do that yearly, travel about 1.5 million miles a year with those routes and those students.
Wow.
And that access, I don't know if there's words to express how helpful that would be for the department that I'm in charge of and the kids of Magnolia. I can recall back a few years when, because we don't have that east-west access, that we had to shut down Harden's store to replace a culvert. And when you shut down pretty much the only east-west thoroughfare we have other than 1488, you take kids that were on a bus to get to and from school for about 20 minutes and turn it into an hour. And I assure you, as I stand here, that my phone rings to express the discontent of that lengthy bus ride. And that's what we deal with in the congestion on every day, especially the Thursdays and Fridays when people leave work early and at that 2978. So it would greatly be beneficial for my department and the kiddos of our district.
Thank
again,
you.
We appreciate your consideration. We have a letter here again from our trustees, and we can assure you that none of our buses, at least, would be going into the Woodlands from that extension if it came about, just being Magnolia ISD. So do y'all need this?
Thank y'all very much. We appreciate y'all coming.
Thank you.
Any other comments today? All right, seeing none. Any comments, commissioners?
One thing, Judge. Our employee committee has a bake sale that's going on right now down at the main entrance on first floor. I think they've got a little auction they're wrapping up. They got a few items. Let's see if we can get them sold out and help those folks for their hard work. And with that, I'd make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Oh, before we do, just another quick congratulations to Darren Hess. Darren, we look forward to having you in position, and we've heard a lot of great comments. A lot of people excited about having you there. Okay. All in favor? We are adjourned.